The New Hampshire presidential primary is now less than a month away, and a new poll shows a tight race on the Democratic side. The NBC Wall Street Journal poll shows 50% of likely Democratic primary voters back Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, with Hillary Clinton at 46%. On the Republican side, Donald Trump is a firm 16 points ahead of Marco Rubio, 30% to 14%. As the campaigns make their final push, Boston Globe political reporter James Pindle joins us this morning, as he does on Monday mornings, to talk about the final weeks of the campaign. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
Hillary Clinton picked up an endorsement yesterday from Planned Parenthood. It's the first time the organization has actually endorsed a candidate in the primary. How big a deal is this?
It's sort of a big deal. I mean, they have a lot of troops on the ground for her. She was able to come back and beat Barack Obama in 2008, largely because of her support among pro-choice women. So, I mean, I guess it's a reaffirmation about where she's been already. The idea that they can spend money and help back her is important. Look, here's the race as we head into the final month. On the Republican side, the race is all about Iowa. That's where the race is tied between Ted Cruz and Donald Trump and will set the stage for the rest of the contests. And then in New Hampshire, this is where the Democratic stage is really set. It's the only place of these early states that's remotely competitive. Hillary Clinton is coming on strong now. There was a poll last week that actually showed her ahead of Bernie Sanders after months and months of him leading, still within the margin of error, by the way. So this is where the contest matters. And so Planned Parenthood is a very popular organization among Democratic people in New Hampshire, and clearly this organization can help if they can spend some money.
All right, on the Sanders side, how confident then is the Sanders campaign in New Hampshire about a win there?
I mean, look, here's the thing. It's been officially no longer a flash in the pan, his lead in New Hampshire. He's been leading for several months. He has a pretty strong ground game. The question for them is it's a pretty untested ground game. None of their really major staffers have worked in the state on a major primary campaign before. Hillary Clinton pulled off an amazing comeback in 2008. At the same time, they feel like, look, they have overcome the odds every single week. Every single week that they still remain ahead of her or remain tied with her is defying gravity, and at some point, they deserve some credit for that.
All right, on the Republican side, Donald Trump makes an appearance this morning in Windom, New Hampshire. It's getting pretty late in the game. Has the moment to defeat Trump in New Hampshire by a so-called establishment candidate passed, do you think?
By an establishment candidate, probably. I mean, here's the situation. Again, we come out of Iowa. Probably Ted Cruz is going to win there, even though we talked about it being tied. He has a superior ground game. He comes into New Hampshire, and it looks like Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are going to be 1-2. I know we have the latest poll this morning showing Marco Rubio in third, but he's not going to be in first or second in Iowa, and Ted Cruz is consolidating conservatives. So we get to a really bad analogy that we are very familiar with here in New England, which is this cone of probability. When we have a nor'easter coming into New England, we say we think it's going to come through this portion of New England. And that cone of probability of where it could go is pretty big 10 days out. It's smaller 7 days out. 2 days out, 3 days out, we have a good sense of what areas are really going to get a lot of snow. Well, we're getting down to it. That cone of probability of, you know, could Donald Trump really win? How big could he win? Who could beat him? Those possibilities are getting smaller and smaller by the day. So if you're going to tell me that Donald Trump is not going to win New Hampshire, I need to know how. And in fact, actually, a lot of Republicans need to know how.
You know, there's no question that Trump is appealing to working class Republicans in New Hampshire. Is his campaign actively working to pitch working class independents in New Hampshire who can pull a GOP or a Democratic ballot on primary day?
Yes. And that's going to be the strategy for both Sanders and Trump, is to go after working class independent voters. The problem is, these voters may be picking the other party when it goes to the ballots.
James Pindle covers the New Hampshire primary for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Monday mornings. Good morning, James, and thanks.
Thank you.